Good evening,
Sister
everyone.
Diane?
Yes, I'm
yes?
here.
Okay,
yes.
Let's pass the call to you, love.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading to you today from the NASB Life Application Study Bible, and I will be coming from Job chapter 1, verse 21, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." May God have the blessing in reading to the hearing and doing of his word as I pass the call to thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm still in my hallelujah mode from the awesome praise from this morning. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, I had started praising yesterday because I had gone to Children's Hospital to see Mr. Josiah. And, yeah, so we'll touch on that hopefully in the discussion part. You guys know that I've been on an assignment the last 2 weeks. This is actually the second week, and I can say thank you, Jesus, I made it. I have been walking over 3 miles every Monday through Friday with my sister Sarah, and some of you know her personally, but we've been friends for over 30 years, and she was recently diagnosed with ovarian cancer, but we already know what that is too. So the fact that she's strong and she's out and she's encouraging, we're encouraging each other. We're getting ready to hit the stairs in a little bit, so I'm going to go ahead and share what I have for my victors. I'm excited. I'm grateful every time I'm with you all, especially on the Friday Night Live call, because this is my baby, thanks to Dion, the radical midwife, who saw enough in me to say, "Hey, I got something I want you to do that you'd be good at." And I was like, "Girl, please, on a Friday, y'all know I was trying to get to happy hour, and I'm just keeping it real with y'all." But thanks be to God. He's a good God. And again, welcome to Friday Night Live, my victors that show up faithfully. I'm grateful for you all. And for those that have other things going on tonight, let's pray for them to have wonderful events. I know there's a prayer quake going on in Southern California, and there's retreats and you name it. Some of them are just going to their kids' games tonight and spending time with their family. So we're just going to bless God for those that showed up on this, what I'm starting to call faith-filled Friday, because I know some of y'all still in that residue from that worship we had this morning. Thank you, Bubbly, my beautiful sister who's always there for me, who's the greeter, the hostess. She's on, I think she actually does every call except for the men's call. Brothers, she might be on that call too, but she's just a wonderful person, and she's healed already by his stripes. Bubbly, we are standing with you and just trusting God because he's already done it. So just go through the process, my sister. And my beautiful sister Diana's been in my life for almost 19 years. We thank God for sparing your life when you and my brother Wayne and your sister were in that car accident, because by the looks of that car, you shouldn't be on this call. But thank Jesus. I'm going to go ahead, like I said, it's so much that I want to say, but I want to get this share out this evening. So if there's anything you guys want to discuss or add to it, we'll be able to do that. Baby Erica, my baby sister Erica, with my baby on the way, I should say, I love you, sis, and praying for you. And y'all, keep me lifted up, because I'm getting a little bit of butterflies, and I'm probably rambling, but some of y'all know that my big sister, my oldest sister, the originator of the Gurganias children from my dad's side, Gloria, is coming to California Tuesday. And that's my heart. That's the one that we've connected and we've been, you know, I found out about her when I was 12, but she's my big sister, and I'm excited. I can't wait to Tuesday. So I'm going to go ahead and get this in. This one is called "You Can't Take It With You." So if you would, this evening, you know the routine. If you haven't already, mute your line, the standard mute feature, or star 6. Amen. Thank you, victors. You can't take anything with you. Did you hear that Sister Brown lost her job? So did Brother Brown. They also lost their big old house and all four of those cars. They lost their summer home in Discovery Bay and their winter home cabin in Tahoe. I heard they took the boat. And all 800 pair of Sister Brown's shoes, oh, my Lord, They took the pool table and the swimming pool, the smart TVs. Little Junior Brown had to drop out of college, and little Princess Brown had to drop out of performing arts school. I think I heard the orthodontist repoed her braces. Well, okay, maybe that part wasn't true, but y'all get my point. They lost everything. PetSmart took Scooby. Okay, let me get to my share. Do y'all remember Job? And as always, my sister Diane always knows exactly where to go. So I'm going to read the Message version. It's Job 1:1-3, actually. Job was a man who lived in Uz. He was honest inside and out, a man of his word, who was totally devoted to God and hated evil with a passion. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was also very wealthy, had 7,000 head of sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, 500 donkeys, and a huge staff of servants. He was the most influential man in all the East. His sons used to take turns having big parties in their houses, always inviting their 3 sisters to join them in their merrymaking. When the parties were over, Job would get up early in the morning and sacrifice a burnt offering for each of his children, thinking maybe one of them sinned by defying God inwardly. Job made a habit of this sacrificial atonement just in case they'd sinned. One day when the angels came to report to God, Satan, who was the designated accuser, came along with them. God singled out Satan and said, "What have you been up to?" Satan answered God, "Going here and there, checking things out on earth." God said to Satan, "Have you noticed my friend Job? There's no one quite like him. He's honest and true to his word, totally devoted to me and hating evil." Satan retorted, "So do you think Job does all that out of the sheer goodness of his heart? Why, no one ever had it so good. You pamper him like a pet, make sure nothing bad ever happens to him or his family, his possessions. You bless everything he does. He can't lose. But what do you think would happen if you reached down and took away everything that is his? He'd curse you right to his face. That's what." God replied, "We'll see. Go ahead. Do what you want with all that is his. Just don't kill him." Then Satan left the presence of God. Sometimes later, while Job's children were having one of their parties at the house of the oldest son, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys grazing in the field next to us when Sabians attacked. They stole the animals and killed the field hands. I'm the only one to get out alive and tell you what happened." While he was still talking, another messenger arrived and said, "Bolts of lightning struck the sheep and the shepherds and fried them, burned them to a crisp. I'm the only one to get out alive to tell you what happened." While he was still talking, another messenger arrived and said, "Chaldeans coming from 3 different directions raided the camels and massacred the camel drivers. I'm the only one to get out alive and tell you what happened." While he was still talking, another messenger arrived and said, "Your children were having a party at the home of your oldest son when a tornado swept in off the desert and struck the house. It collapsed on the young people and they died. I'm the only one to get out alive to tell you what happened." Job got to his feet, ripped his robe, shaved his head, then fell to the ground and worshipped. "Naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked I'll return to the womb of the earth. God gives and God takes. God's name be ever blessed." Not once through all this did Job sin. Not once did he blame God. Job is presented as a good and prosperous family man who is beset with horrendous disasters that take away all that he holds dear, including his offspring, his health, his property. He struggled to understand his situation and began to search for the answers to all his difficulties. With Job face down in worship to God, the only one cursing is Satan. He hated it. He resented Job's response. Of all the things, the man still worships his God, the one who would allow these catastrophes to happen. There wouldn't be one in millions on this earth who would do so, but Job did exactly that. The wicked spirits sat with their mouths wide open, as it were, as they watched a man who responded to all of his adversities with adoration. who concluded all of his woes with worship. No blame, no bitterness, no cursing, no clenched fists raised to the heavens screaming, how dare you do this to me after I've walked with you all these years? None of that. Instead, he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That says it all. At birth, we all arrived naked. At death, we all leave naked as we prepared for burial. We have nothing as we are birthed. We have nothing as we depart. So everything we have in between is provided for us by the giver of life. Get that clearly in your mind, y'all? Get it? Get it when you stroll through your houses and you see all those wonderful things. Get it when you open the door and slip behind your steering wheel of your luxury car or even the car that's barely making it. It still gets you from point A to point B, but it's all on loan, every bit of it. Get it when the business fails and falls too. It was on loan. When the stocks rises and the 401k goes, that's on loan too. Face it squarely on. You and I arrived in a tiny naked body and not a great-looking one at that. And what will we have when we depart? A naked body plus a whole bunch of wrinkles. You take nothing because you brought nothing. You own nothing. What a grand revelation. Are you ready to accept it? You don't even own your children. They're God's children, on loan for you to take care of, to rear, to nurture, to love, to discipline, to encourage, to affirm, and then to release. Praise God, for every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light. I'm thinking about Alexander Great. On his deathbed, Alexander summoned his army generals and told them his three ultimate wishes. He wanted the best doctor should carry his coffin. The wealth he has accumulated, money, gold, precious stones, should be scattered along the procession to the cemetery. His hands should be let loose so they hang outside the coffin for all to see. One of his generals, who was surprised by the unusual request, asked Alexander to explain. Here is what Alexander the Great had to say. I want the best doctors to carry my coffin to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors in the world have no power to heal. I want the road to be covered with my treasure so that everybody sees the material wealth acquired on earth will stay on earth. I want my hands to swing in the wind so that people understand that we come to this world empty-handed and we leave this world empty-handed after the most precious treasure of all is exhausted, and that is time. We do not take to our grave any material wealth. Time is our most precious treasure because it is limited. We can produce more wealth, but we cannot produce more time. When we give someone our time, our precious time, we actually give a portion of our life that we will never take back. Our time is our life. The best present that you can give to your family is your time, and to God is your life. May God grant you plenty of time to share this important message with everyone you love. Everything we have in between birth and death is provided by the giver of life as we walk into the Friday Night Live discussion. It's on you, bub.
All right, then. Well, welcome back to Friday Night Live. Wow, Dee Dee, that was deep. That was deep. But before we get into the discussion, did any one of our victors join the call after we got started and want to say hello, good evening, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Tiffy.
Hey, Tiffy.
Hi.
Hello, good evening, how you doing? It's Marcus.
Hey, brother Marcus.
Marcus.
Anybody else?
Hello, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Hey, peace and love.
Hey.
I can see everybody out here in these cellular phones by the sound. Hey.
Hey.
I'm with Dee Dee on that use wisdom when you're behind the wheel on Friday Night Live because you don't know what may come up out of somebody's mouth. Amen. Anybody
Amen.
Else?
Hey, Peaches.
Oh. Oh, sorry. I'm all sentimental.
Hey,
anyway. Anybody else? Anyone else that got that joined the call after we got started?
I forgot to say this earlier, but Drew gives a regard. She's in a class right now, so she couldn't be online. So.
Oh, okay, understandable. Amen. Go get some of that godly wisdom, Mrs. Smith. Amen. Well, I'm still bubbling. I love that analogy. Over with joy over this morning's call. I don't know if anybody has anything else to add to that. I want to add to tonight what Dee Dee was saying about how you can't take anything with you. So all these things that we may be making little G's and putting them before the big G over God, that was a eye-opening thing for me. I mean, not that I'm hovering over anything like that at the moment. Could be, you know, devices. You know, it could be clothes, could be shoes, could be whatever. Whatever your, you know, whatever it is that you have more high esteem over than God. So that and the message version of that story, man, that was I'm gonna have to go read that through the Message Bible tonight just to do a recap because I've never heard it that way, and I guess that's why the Message Bible is written that way, so you can it can open up your eyes and see things a little bit clearer, a little bit different. So I'm excited about God and His Word because man, every day is something new. It's something exciting. It's a love affair that I'm having with God that I've never had before, and I'm excited about it. You know how you get excited, like when you first meet your mate or the person that you know giving your time to. I'm trying to give my not all of it. I'm slowly but surely trying to build that relationship. Like I just met him again. You know, take me back that old Andre Crouch song. Excuse me. Take me back to when I first believed. I won't say I've gone that far back, but I will say this, man, where I am right now, it's a real good place to be. I just love Jesus so much. So that's what I have to say. Anybody got anything that they want to share tonight? Thank you, Dee Dee, for trying to walk and do a declaration. See, that's dedication right there, y'all. Okay, I'm going on mute. Anybody have any questions?
I got a minute. Can you hear me? Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Bible League, for just stepping in and assisting. Basically, that's it. You know, I think sometimes we get consumed. I know I used to really, but when I was married the first time, the house we purchased was like a museum. I mean, I didn't want nobody. And I walked in my living room, but nothing in my dining room table that I kept staged. You feel what I'm saying? And so through just moving so much and going through life changes, I lost the house. It wasn't mine. Car, dog, all of it. So a whole thing of furniture, just stuff I'm not tied to. So that was part of the reason. And just how important how life is. No, come on. How precious it is. So all this stuff is temporal. The clothes we have on, the bodies we're in, the cars, all of it. So that's where that particular share, and y'all please pray for me because I just can't share Jesus. So that's it. If anybody else has anything to say, it's easy. I will not hold y'all on this.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, we hear you.
I'll start off with, I hope I haven't said this before, because, you know, sometimes you say things you forget who you said it to. But at one time, my children were small. They were like 1, 2, 1, 3, and 5. And it was night. It was late night. And I had to go wash. And their mom was at work. And I need to go wash clothes. And I didn't want to take my daughters out in the cold. And so I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? Because, you know, I just heard on the news that same week, I think, that some kids had been left at home and they had died in a fire. So I was like, oh, man, I don't want anything to happen to my kids, but I got to go watch, and I don't want to take them out in the cold because then it gets cold. And, you know, so I was just, you know, talking to the Lord. Lord said, take one of your daughters in your arms. So I was like, okay. So I took one in my arms. He said, now, can you stop me from taking her? And I was like, oh, no, I can't. There's nothing I can do to stop you from taking her. He said, then recognize that they belong to me. All you do is give them back to me, and I'll take care of them. And after he told me that, I was like, okay, Lord, I give my children to you, and I put my dear care in your hands. And I went to watch, and nothing happened to my children. My children are fine. To this day, he's still taking care of them, watching over them. So he lets you know that he has these things. He has his children. He has everything in his power. All we have to do is just give them back to him and know that he'll take care of them. That's all I have to say for right now.
Wow. That's deep, bruh. That was deep. Much appreciated. Because something my bestie said to me a couple of, maybe about a year or so ago, is that when you have your children, or it's not even just your children, your family, your loved ones, know that they're just here for a season. They belong to God. So you better, you are there on loan. So what we must do is do our very best to give them the best, whatever it is, our time, our love, our compassion, most of all, Jesus. Let them know who Jesus is. Share that with them, if nothing else. And know, it's like what you said, that they belong to him. And he's going to, and the other part is that he's going to call them, he's going to want them back one day. So we better do the very best we can with them while they're here. Amen.
Amen. When they were growing up, I told them, I said, as much as I want to be the dad that can be there all the time for every little thing, and as much as your mom would love to do that, I said, we can't because we're human. But there's one that will be there anytime you call on him. There's one that will be there anytime you need him. There's one that will be there all the time, and it's God. And he loves you more than we do. So trust him and keep your eyes on him and know that he'll be there whenever you call. Even though we would like to be, we can't. But he will be there. And I praise God that they've never forgotten.
Amen. Anyone else have something they would like to share that's burning in their spirit, their soul, or in their heart?
Yeah, this is Brother Eric. I was thinking as Brother Adrian was talking, I was thinking about my daughter. And, you know, when she was growing up, you know, I was out in the street and having no knowledge, I don't know how I got to the place where I got to, but I began to idolize the things that I could get and that I could get for her. And because I was hustling, you know, I justified me not spending time with her on a couple of things. The biggest thing that I used to justify was, you know, I didn't want her in that type of environment around those type of people. And, you know, and the second thing was like, you know, I'll catch up later. What I'm trying to do, I was trying to get this money, you know. And you know, for her education, you know, I wanted her to have, you know, the things I didn't have, or I didn't have that, you know, want for anything. And, you know, because of that, it took a long time for me, and even now I'm still I can't get back those years. That's one thing. You know, the ironic thing is I can't get back those years. I can't get back that time. And, you know, and everything that I had, man, the cars that I had and the jewelry and the material things, I don't even have now. You know, I don't even have it. So, you know, what was it worth it? It definitely wasn't worth it. But, you know, the declaration was so right is that, you know, you first of all, you can't take it with you, and you can never get back time that's wasted. And it's the most precious commodity that we have, you know, time that we could be doing for God, and time that we could be having with our loved ones. You know, once it's gone, it's it. You know, we ain't got no time machine that we can go back or and recapture them. You can't. So, you know, we have to make the best of whatever we have and understand that, you know, all of this stuff goes away. All of this stuff, it has no value, but, you know, only thing that we do for God is going to ultimately last and what ultimately decides on where we are, you know, in the future and throughout eternity. So thank you for the declaration.
Amen, Brother E. I hear you on that. Redeeming the time. I remember my pastor did a series about time, and what you said was so true. You can't get none of it back. But to be a little bit more aware.
Hello, is anybody there?
And,
yeah, Bubbly, I could hear you.
Okay, because I'm like, that. But I'm just saying, she knows what I'm doing, because I'm trying to like, wait a minute, am I on mute? That's like how she said that. I know that. Yeah, okay, so no,
I guess because I didn't know if he heard me, so, but just about the time, how much time you have. You don't know how much time you have, so you better make the best of what time you have. Cause, like, you can't go back and get none of the time. Whatever you did in your past is your past. Anytime the devil try to punk you with that, then you already have to just know, hey, that was then, that was me and that was my life, but look at where this is where I am. Not look at, but this is where I am now. So just remember, just being mindful and remembering that, you know, we can't cry over spilled milk. We can't go back and change none of the past that we did. We just have to make sure we're doing it right now is what is for the right now, and just be grateful for each and every day, because the word says the next day is not promised. The next moment, like I say, enjoy every moment, every minute, every second of every hour, because that's all we got.
That's all.
Can I touch on what Brother Eric was saying?
Mm-hmm.
As dads, sometimes, and moms too, but as dads, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we do things that we feel are more important for our families or our children, and we do things that take us away from them. But the thing is, we make mistakes because we are human. And a lot of times we aren't in God or with God at the time we make the mistakes. So we have to forgive ourselves for being that way or being where we were or where we shouldn't have been, and ask God to open the door to our children's heart that we will be able to grow to know them and they can grow to know us. Because one thing about a child, and I praise God for children, is that a child loves you. And I've seen people treat their children ugly, I mean mean, hateful, and the child still loves them. So the one thing I've learned is children love their parents, even though they are not there or they do things. Most children want to know who their parent is. They want to get to know them. They want to be a part of their life. And there were times when I wasn't in my daughter's life, but I praise God that we have a great relationship. And once you forgive yourself, then just get to know them. It's like take your time and enjoy each moment. Enjoy each new adventure, because that's what it is, a new adventure, a new day to see and to learn of each other. And don't hold on to that hurt, because the enemy will try and hit that hurt. Oh, well, you weren't there. You weren't doing this. You weren't doing that. And that's the enemy trying to accuse you, trying to make you feel bad, trying to make you go into regret or woe be or depression. That's just the enemy. God says every day is a new day, every new grace, new mercies, every day. So praise God for every moment that you're able to spend with them, every moment that you get a chance to learn about them. And what is past is past. Don't try and really, you can't. But every day is a new day, and just enjoy those moments, because that's what I've done. I've enjoyed each moment. I learned new things about my daughters. My daughters learned new things about me. And it's funny because my daughters were like, I didn't know that. Like, well, I mean, now we're learning. So it's a blessing.
Yes, sir. Amen. And one thing I'll say that I've learned about men over the years, that men are natural, they're providers. And whenever they're out there trying to provide, that's the goal. I want to make sure my family has. I want to make sure I can provide. They will not lack. They will not be without anything. And I had to learn that's an okay thing, even though my dad was a provider, but he was also a nurturer as well. So, I got the best of both worlds. But for the most part, when we understand that's, for the most part, and I may be generalizing, that's the role of most men, most black men, that's the way they were brought up. You get out there, you get that money and make sure your family don't do it out. And that's just the experience that I've seen and grew up knowing. So I'm with Brother Adrian on that. Brother E, just love on your daughter right where she is. I mean, I can say I you know what I mean? Just be you and love on her and, the best way you know how. Anybody else got anything they want to share?
Hey, this is Baby Sister. When I was, when Dee first started, just to take it back to Job, I heard a message a couple of days ago that was talking about how it wasn't until the last part of Job that, he prayed for his friends, and after that, God restored his fortune and, gave him double of what he had, and, daughters the most beautiful and all this stuff. But, it's like once we think we got the cars and the houses and, oh, this is nice and we work for this and all that kind of stuff. But, the Lord gives and he takes away, but he can restore so much more, even we can't get, certain time back, but he can give us time that's, with family members, like the gentlemen were saying about with their daughters, that's even more precious. So it's like once we don't focus on the stuff and we focus not just on him, but on his people, and Job interceded for his friends and then his fortune was restored. So focusing not only on God, but on what God wants us to do and his people and how we treat them or what we do for them and how we pray for them. And then he can give us more than we even had before, and that's just amazing to me how loving he is, that he can give us more than we can ask or think. And we think we have something before, and want to get upset or sad or depressed or whatever when we lose it. But the fact of the matter is he can restore and give us so much more. So I just wanted to add that little piece.
Amen. Amen. That's true. And I thank you for that, baby sister, because I've never thought of it from that point of view, because like you say, he'll restore and give you more than what you even had. And you just got to, like I say, trust him, depend on him, and believe that what he will do what his word says. So thank you for that, sis. Love you.
Love you, too.
So bubbly. Also, thank you, Erica. I'm on a flat landing. Amen. But
amen.
When I think about all the stuff that I lost, that was taken. Some of it was taken and lawful, but it wasn't mine. And so I'm okay. But like people say, I'm going to them and you can't take him back what he stole from me. That's not how I know, because if it's mine, it's mine. He can't have what the Lord has for me. So, and like Erica said, God will restore, he'll replenish, and he'll give you even better. Because like I said, that house that I was in love with, that I bought, that was gone, I don't miss it, and we're not in that house that I know is waiting for us, but it's not, how I say, I'm not tripping. Some people trip off of, that's not my thing. I'm not attached to stuff. And I'm grateful that I'm not, because if I was, when the car got taken and when the, you know, I would have lost it. But I'm just grateful. I really am. I'm just grateful that God has really blessed me. Just blessed me. I don't even know what to say, because I'm still high off of the faithfulness and just how good God is, y'all. I mean, the fact that I'm out here, like I said, walk with my beautiful sister, it's just a blessing.
Hey, Bubba.
Amen.
Yes. Hi, this is Sister Cindy. Apostle Evangelist. Yes, yes. So, Didi, that was awesome. Just a really good thought-provoking declaration. Makes you really think about the stuff you have and the stuff you've had, and how we shouldn't put our trust in material things or in men. It made me think about this song just real quick. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. These things they treasure, but forget about their souls. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Just made me think about that. Anywho, thanks, bye.
You didn't send me back, girl.
Amen, girl.
I'll leave
okay,
on
me
one.
Too.
Yes, okay.
You and me both. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Cindy girl.
Hey, Tony. Say, Cindy girl. Yes.
Woo.
I think it again, too.
I feel the spirit running, bubbling over. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's
hallelujah.
All. Look, it's on my mat in front of my... Who you choosing on this day? I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. That's my choice. That's my choice. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got anything they need? No, excuse me, not need to. Would like to say, or good morning, they need to get it off their chest? To just bless the Lord tonight? No? Yes? Maybe? Well, it's 6:46 p.m. Dee Dee, where are you in your walk? You have enough
energy? I'm here. Girl, I'm good. We got about 20 more minutes and about 40 more stairs, but I can do this. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. No, just grateful again. I just look forward to Friday night and for those who take time out, because Fridays are the wind down time and we have stuff, our families are coming together. So, you know, keep in mind, it's an open forum. Everybody got something to share, and this is the place. So hit me up, inbox me, and got to be, however you choose to present it, that's what this is for. So I just look forward to, you know, Fridays. So I'm about to hit the stairs, Jesus. Hallelujah, help me, Father. So good. Thank you for tuning in. And we got to praise the Lord for that amazing praise report on Josiah. I can feel every time I turn around, I have to pull the car over even and get my dance on. And then how he blessed Diane and Wayne and her sister in that car, because I don't know if y'all saw that car. Wow, that lady ran through the light and smacked them and just everything. Everybody just, we're just blessed. Blessed, 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 and I'm grateful. So thank y'all. Can someone pray us out? Anybody?
Father God, we come before you, Lord God, once again just saying thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to make it through another week, Lord God. You allowed us to make it through another day, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power and the power that comes, that only comes from you, that you stepped in, Lord God. You took the reins and you showed up and showed out and let everybody know that you still reign, God. And we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the now,
praise, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that has covered over Dion and Josiah and her entire family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the what's coming up, Lord God, because we know you're not done. You're not done yet. And, Lord God, we will stand up and with our sister through it all, Lord God. We just bless you, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for Dee Dee, Lord God, for every Friday. Give her a word, God, to share with your people, Lord God, to give us something to think about, something to apply to our lives, Lord God. And, Lord God, just to give you praise because you're worthy of it all, God. And we just give you our praise. We give you our hallelujahs. We give you our thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We just love you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for all those that called in today, Lord God. Give everybody traveling grace if they're still on the road, Lord God. Keep them and cover them, Lord God, if they're at work, Lord God. Wherever they may be, Lord, just be with them and cover and keep them as only you can, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. It is in the name of Jesus I pray and give you thanks. Amen.
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 Praise
God. Thank you,
sir.
Love you all. Got another
fair
to get out.
Amen.
See you
right back early weekend. In the morning.
Power.
Have a good night.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Have a good night. Amen. Peace and love.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night. Be blessed, everyone.